Penguin Random House Audio presents The Whistler by John Grisham. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. The satellite radio was playing soft jazz, a compromise. Lacey, the owner of the Prius and thus the radio, loathed rap almost as much as Hugo, her passenger, loathed contemporary country. They had failed to agree on sports talk, public radio, golden oldies, adult comedy, and the BBC, without getting near bluegrass, CNN, opera, or 100 other stations. Out of frustration on her part and fatigue on his, they both threw in the towel early and settled on soft jazz. Soft, so Hugo's deep and lengthy nap would not be disturbed. Soft, because Lacey didn't care much for jazz, either. It was another give-and-take of sorts, one of many that had sustained their teamwork over the years. He slept, and she drove, and both were content. Before the Great Recession, the Board on Judicial Conduct had access to a small pool of state-owned Hondas, all with four doors and white paint and low mileage. With budget cuts, though, those disappeared. Lacey, Hugo, and countless other public employees in Florida were now expected to use their own vehicles for the state's work, reimbursed at 50 cents a mile. Hugo, with four kids and a hefty mortgage, drove an ancient Bronco that could barely make it to the office, let alone a road trip. And so he slept. Lacey enjoyed the quiet. She handled most of her cases alone, as did her colleagues.